Hi, my name is Mary Kaminsky. I am 15 years old. Today is Sunday, December 3rd, 2017, and I am speaking with Colin Robinson, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview over the phone, and I am currently in Chantilly, Virginia.
The first question is, can you tell me about what you were like as a child?
I didn't always mind very well. I remember that. I saw I was getting in a little bit of trouble. But basically, I liked to be outdoors, play outdoors. I had a pet dog. And my sister Mary was 2 years younger. So, you know, in terms of when I remember, it was living in Maine. And a lot of the time we were outside because there were a lot of things to do in Maine outside.
Yeah. Did you have a nickname?
My name doesn't do much. The only nickname anyone has ever given me, and not that much, was Robbie.
Rocky?
You know, Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, my last name.
Oh, okay.
But my first name isn't really a good name for making up a nickname.
Yeah. Did you like school?
Yeah, I like school. I had a good group of friends, and they were in a lot of classes together, and I liked playing sports.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite sport? What was your favorite
sport? Favorite sport was probably tennis. I was very good at tennis, and I played basketball and soccer.
Basketball and soccer and tennis?
Yeah.
Okay, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
The advice I would give to my teenage self, boy, we're not going to tell people this, right?
No.
I guess what I would say to my teenage self is to have a little more patience and ask a few more questions before forming an opinion. And the other thing would be, I was insecure, and so to defend myself, even though I didn't have to defend myself and my friends, but I would be sarcastic because people didn't like to pick on people that were sarcastic. They knew something was coming back.
Yeah.
So my friends put up with me despite that. But I think early on, I was a little headstrong. And didn't always get all the information I could have had.
Did you have a job when you were a teenager?
The job I had was in the summer because with the sports, I was basically after school from 8 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So it's kind of hard unless you had a weekend job.
Yeah.
But I had a job in the summer that pretty much full-time. It sounds dirty, but I mowed lawns and I made good money out of it.
Yeah.
And I liked doing it. I mean, I used to have to mow our own lawn. And it was outside and, you know, I was my own boss.
Yeah. What did you do with the money you earned?
Well, I had to save it. My dad was not able to help me out with college.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid myself through college.
That's cool.
So when I was in college, I had a different summer job. It was, State of Maine had this summer program. They'd have college students that did truck surveys that helped them get federal money. They needed the data. So there'd be a group of like 20 of us that would go off for the week. And we'd go to a certain location and then start trucks and take axle dimensions and vary the truck with these portable scales and, you know, take truck drivers, all the heck. And but we got new money and we got the room paid. So they gave me a little spending money because I usually didn't have to spend everything I had on for the food. Don't take too long.
What is the most difficult and most rewarding thing about growing up?
I think the most rewarding thing is it gets done. Eventually you grow up.
Yeah.
I think you're not always sure when that's going to happen. You think you have two or three times, but it takes a while. At least it did for me. The most difficult thing was, I think, just what I said. I was a little bit of a hothead, and being more patient and a little more calm would have helped me a lot in the growing up process.
Yeah. So moving on to when you adopted my mom, what made you and grandma decide to adopt?
Well, your mom was adopted by Fran, my wife, when I married her. So I knew that I was marrying a woman plus having a child along, too.
Yeah.
But, Kristen, your mom went with us on our first date.
Really? Where was
that? Yeah, we went to Popham Beach in Maine.
Popham Beach.
I had a Mach 1 Mustang, and she slept in the back, so I'm on the way down. We went, played around on the beach, and went back, dropped them off. But so that was her mom had wanted to have a child. She couldn't have children herself because she was very sick when she was young.
Oh.
Kristen was part of the program. A good part.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for raising kids?
No, I think, the hardest thing for the adults is trying to be a little patient, because kids tend to be a little impatient and want to push the edges because they're a little tired of getting a bit too much supervision and direction. But you also need to give them some boundaries that help them figure things out until they're old enough to really be sure what they want to do. And that's not easy, and I don't know the magic formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly wasn't a perfect parent.
What was my mom like when she was growing up?
She was a really good kid. She liked, was taught early on sharing, manners, thank you cards. She had a cousin that she liked to play with. She was around a lot. And she just was an all-around good kid.
Yeah.
Until she became a teenager.
Do you have any favorite
stories? And even then, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But it was different.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite stories about her?
Oh, favorite stories. Well, let's see. I got all kinds of stories about her. Depend on which one I want to say. I remember the night her mom was away someplace for the weekend with her friends, and she was out with her boyfriend, and she came home, and it was probably about 1 in the morning. She woke me up to tell her she'd had a little car accident, and so I said okay, and she seemed okay, so I went back to sleep. When I got up the next day, I saw the little car accident was a little bit more than that. So that was one of those stories, but I really enjoyed watching your mom do a lot of things. I liked watching her play sports. She had a great attitude playing sports. She tried to do her best, but she was never a dirty player.
Yeah.
In any of the sports she did. And I liked that, because I was a kid that I was a little bit on the edge. I wasn't dirty, but I was
What was your favorite job that you have ever had?
Well, it would have been working in human resources, probably in North Berwick when we did the plant startup. For when your mom was going to high school at that close to that time.
Mm-hmm.
For Pratt and Whitney, it was a lot of hours, but it was really good work. It was, you felt good because you were interviewing people and eventually having a chance to make job offers, and it was really good pay, so they were so happy.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the easy part of the job.
What did you do at the job?
Well, my job for the first couple of years was to go over applications and schedule interviews. There was one other person interviewing initially, and then two others came along as well. People, and to make sure I knew the requirements that each of the department managers had for what they needed to hire and when, because we had a fixed schedule of training classes for machinists and other things that we were coordinating with the state. So a lot of interviewing and then reference checking and deciding, along with the department managers giving us inputs if they were the right people to hire for the job.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the military, right?
Yeah, I was. 4 years.
Navy. In the Navy. So why did you join? Were you drafted?
I joined to avoid being drafted.
Oh.
When I was graduating from college, it was still in the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lottery back then. And if your birthday came up early on in the lottery, then you knew you were likely going to be drafted by the Army and sent to boot camp and then sent to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really impressing me. I had a good friend in high school who had died over there as a second lieutenant, so I enlisted in the Navy. I could have taken a teaching job for 1 year on a deferment, but after that, there'd be no extension of the deferment, so I just decided to enlist
mm-hmm.
in the Navy and if I enlisted for 4 years, I would get a little higher pay grade than the average enlisted person because I had a college degree.
Yeah. What was your daily life like when you were in the service?
I was in an administrative work, so it varied. For a couple of years, I was out at actually the recruit training out at Great Lakes, and I was responsible for the most part. I was either typing orders of boot camp people that were going on to their first assignment, or after a while, I was the recruit records custodian. I had responsibility for the service records for all of the recruits and making sure they got sent to the right places and things of that nature, but helping handle the administration part of recruit training.
Mm-hmm.
IDs, ID cards, things like that.
So going back to college, where did you go to college?
I went to the University of Maine.
Mm-hmm. What did you major in?
Majored in a couple of things. I started off in mathematics, and because I was real good at that in high school, but
mm-hmm.
calculus and I didn't get along real well as it went along. So after 2 years of struggling with that and proving I was having a real problem, I transferred to history, and I took an education minor so I could eventually teach. And so that's what I ended up in, was history. I have a liberal arts graduate.
That's cool.
Master of Arts in History.
What is a historical event that has had an impact on your life?
The day John Kennedy was shot.
Yeah.
President John Kennedy. I was in high school when it was announced.
Mm-hmm.
And we were either junior, I think we were juniors, and, you know, we were all really upset.
Yeah. Do you remember?
And we had, go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go. I was just...
And several of us, all my friends, we were on the basketball team, and we had to, even though we were upset, we had to go scrimmage a school in Portland that day.
Oh.
After school, and we were really not that fired up to do that. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that was a very scary part.
Yeah.
In my life. Kristen's mom died.
Yeah, that was the hardest.
That was very sudden. I mean, you were waiting to come out. You were 7 months along.
Mm-hmm.
Corinne was too, and it just was very sudden, so it was pretty hard.
Yeah.
But historically, the John Kennedy, you know, there'd be a number of things. The Berlin Wall was big, but not as big. Kennedy impacted us in the States. The Berlin Wall was a symbol. It wasn't something that directly impacted you. And things like John Kennedy being assassinated, the Cuban blockade, we were hours away possibly from going to war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting there wondering if it was going to happen. Those were tough times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the election?
Well, I think you know what I think, but
yeah.
I'm very disappointed with what happened because I just don't think it's reflecting our country's values.
Yeah.
And, so that's why I've become more involved. I'm going to be
that's awesome.
chair, local magistrate, Democratic magistrate committee. Graham Eden and I both. Are active in it, and we will be. Until we get active.
Yeah, that's cool. So from the march last year, what are like some cool memories from that, I guess?
Cool memories from the march. One was that we did it.
Yeah.
It was really, really just huge. I've never been in such a huge crowd of people. We
uh-huh.
literally, I don't know that our feet were touching the ground sometimes. You were packed so close.
Yeah.
And you had to almost ask permission or arrange with the person next to you to move or change a position.
Yeah.
So that you wouldn't, you know. And the other thing that was really cool about it was that a lot of people just got together coming from a whole lot of different directions,
yeah.
but with a very common theme of wanting to get respect
mm-hmm.
and not being happy with how it was being discussed by the incoming president.
Yeah.
And after the fact, you see it now, because women became much more, instead of being supporters in politics, and this is some women are already into politics, but many more women who had decided not done that went into it. And that was very important. They've done it here in Virginia. Many of the candidates in our county for the House of Delegates were women that won, the minority women.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, diverse in the sense of one is transgender.
Yeah, so that had a big impact, definitely.
Yeah, and you're seeing it now with the things coming forward with sex harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Things that people either didn't want to talk about when they happened or weren't, they all have their own reasons, but, you know.
Yeah.
So that whole election has set off a number of things.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, thank you so much for interviewing with me.
Not a problem. It was a pleasure, actually. So, and I know I can count on seeing a little text message from you.